We have the coach, the brand new coach of NDSU's football program, and the man that takes over the keys, Chris Kleiman, with us right now. Coach Kleiman, good to have you for the first time as head coach on News and Views.
Well, I'm happy to be joining you guys, and shoot, I wish I would have just stayed in Frisco and just partied on that field like all those fans were doing for seemed like hours down there, didn't it?
You know how many people? I saw one kid walking off with like a yard of sod. He was taking that home. No matter what, he was going to try to grow that sod. It was unbelievable, Coach Kleiman, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great. It was so cool when we were up on the stage to kind of look out and see all the people. And I took a few pictures, and my family was up there and saw some things. I don't know if that party was ever going to end, but it was sure fun to do it again and again and again. So we've had a lot of fun with this.
Well, I want to congratulate you and your defense for a fabulous job all year long. Now you got the keys to the whole shebang, and you're starting to name a number of assistants. Why don't you just – I know you've named your coordinators and others, so and even Coach Hedberg's coming back. So rattle them off for him, Chris.
Oh, okay. We three have arrived last night. With the weather issues, we had some problems, but Tim Polasek arrived, and he's going to be the offensive coordinator and coach running backs. And if you've been around Bison football all previous 6-7 years with it, you're very familiar with Coach Polasek, and we're really excited that he decided to leave Northern Illinois and come back here and coordinate our offense, which I think a lot of people will be excited about to know that we're going to continue to do what we've done over the last few years offensively. And then the defensive coordinator I hired, a guy by the name of Matt Entz, and I've known Matt for an awful long time. He grew up in the same hometown as I did in Waterloo, Iowa, and he's a tremendous leader and a great football coach and has a lot of ties to the Minneapolis area of recruiting, and so I'm excited that Matt is here, and he came last night. And then Randy Hedberg joined us last night as well from Southern Illinois. Matt was at Western Illinois, and Randy was at Southern Illinois, so we've dipped into a couple of the Missouri Valley schools, probably not what people would have thought, where they'd have thought I'd been dipping into Northern Iowa stuff, but I was with Matt at Northern Iowa, so that's where that tie is. And then Randy, I've had just a ton of respect for over the years in coaching, and you know, his ties to the state of North Dakota, his ties to the state of Minnesota from his days as the head coach at St. Cloud State made him a perfect fit here. And so I'm excited those three guys are here. And then Jamar Kane will be here on Wednesday flying in from Laramie, Wyoming. He was the defensive coordinator last season at the University of Wyoming, and he's going to coach our defensive end. So Jamar will be here on Wednesday, and we've actually we're all up at the office right now watching a little bit of recruiting tape and then going to hit the road recruiting here later on this morning.
Obviously, a lot of work was put into this prior to this national championship game, which I don't think anybody in the world could blame you for. You had to build a staff. You knew you were going to be losing a number of staff members from the current staff you were on. Was it hard to get some of these guys to say yes, or were they anxious to come to the Bison?
No, it wasn't hard to get these guys to say yes. It really wasn't. They see what this place is. They see what it's become. They see the tradition of what Bison football has been. I've had a familiarity with all the guys, some closer than others, having worked with them before. But this is a great place. This is a special place, as we all know. And the city of Fargo is a great place to live. It's a big reason why I'm staying as well and not going to Wyoming. I love Fargo, and my kids love it. My wife loves it. So, no, I think this place is a pretty easy place to sell now. Our expectations are extremely high, and that's good. You always want high expectations, and you have a high ceiling, and we definitely have it here. But we've got guys that I know have great core values. I know that they're family guys. I know that their work ethic. I know their character. I know how they'll deal and handle with our kids who are great kids, great football players, but better people. And that's the whole key, in my opinion, in building a staff is making sure you get the right fit for your players, make sure you get the right fit for your personality, you know, that we'll continue to grow and continue to we'll be a challenge here, but we feel we've got the right guys in place right now.
You said, and new Bison head football coach Chris Kleiman, is our guest here on News and Views. Back from Frisco, winning a back-to-back national championship. Coach, you said you're working on recruits right now. There was a buzz out there in Bison Nation, and so let's just not ignore it. There was a buzz that there was a play being made to get some of these recruits that you were looking at to Wyoming by certain staff members, and, of course, you wanted to see some of these people stay at NDSU. Was that, in fact, happening? Was the parting between yourself and Coach Bowl good? Was it bad? Was it – I mean, how much tension was there that last week?
Oh, no, that was fine. There was no tension between Coach Bowl and myself. It's interesting. I think our kids did a great job. I think as coaches we did a great job as far as we were balancing two acts. Everybody first and foremost was balancing the act of trying to win a third national championship, and I think we proved to everybody that not only myself but Viggs as well that we were totally bought into this. With the game plan we had on offense, the game plan we had on defense, were both phenomenal. And so that part of it was never an issue. I think the only thing that became a little bit, it was kind of strange around here is myself and Coach Gazer and Coach Riley were dialing up the kids that were committed to North Dakota State and continuing to recruit the other guys that we had on our board. And then the guys that were going, Wyoming, were doing their thing. And so that's just part of the job. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. They needed to continue to move that program forward in a recruiting standpoint, as we did with our program here in a recruiting standpoint. So there will be some kids. There's no question that I think we'll end up battling the University of Wyoming on in recruiting with it. And if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. And you know, you're always going to have competition in recruiting. So, we'll battle those things. We've got some kids that are scheduled for visits that I know that Wyoming is looking at, and hopefully those kids come here and enjoy the experience and want to compete for national championships and want to be Bison.
Talk to me about how hard it is to take a program over that's won back-to-back-to-back national championships. The bar is set pretty high by these Bison fans.
Oh, no question. And, I also know that two things. One, this is, I think, the best job in FCS football. So for me, and it was my opportunity, my time to have a chance to lead a program. What better program to lead? And so I know the resources are here. I have a tremendous amount of support and respect for President Bresciani and for Gene Taylor. Those two guys have been absolutely wonderful to me in giving me some resources and making sure that the things that are in place are going to stay in place and continue to actually improve and get better. In the same respect, we lost 24 seniors, the heart and soul of three national championships. I mean, it was kind of interesting. We were for 3 years telling people, well, that sophomore class won a national championship. Well, that junior class won a national championship. Now that senior class won a national championship. In the same respect, there's still a lot of really good football players that are here in the program that were a part of those championships as well. People don't talk about the fact of Kyle Emanuel started on that first national championship as a freshman. Chris Dick started on that first national championship as a freshman. Colton Eagle started on that first national championship as a sophomore, but then got the year back because of an ACL injury. You know, just guys like that with it that I know, Zach Fra was around too. So, I mean, we've got some really good players. I think that being able to how you do things North Dakota State way, how you do things Bison way, that these older kids have instilled into these younger guys, I think a lot of these kids are hungry to be able to try to get back. It's going to be a challenge. There's no question. We have a lot of holes to fill. But we're ready for that challenge, and I know our kids will be.
Well, Coach, you did the state of North Dakota proud. I welcome you to the new job and look forward to many conversations with you in the future. Thanks, Coach Kleiman.
You bet. Happy to do it. Have a great day.
Coach Chris Kleiman, the new head coach at North Dakota State University.